doesn't look good. You have a jury. If I don't go there, they're there. If you don't go, I sort of felt I should be there. He said, sir, you shouldn't be there. This trial is bullshit. He used that term. He said, you should not be there, sir. This is beneath you. That's the term he used, beneath. So I didn't go there, and they found me not guilty of the one charge, the big charge, but guilty of stuff. I never met this woman. I never saw this woman, except 25 years ago, there's a picture of her and her husband, who was a nice guy.
That was Donald Trump throwing his lawyer, Joe Tacopina, under the bus, saying that's the reason why Donald Trump didn't testify in the first E. Jean Carroll trial, where Trump was hit with a judgment of $5 million being found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. I'm Ben Mycelis from the Midas Touch Network. And shortly after that video was recorded, that video was from last week, Joe Tacopina has now announced on Monday that he will be withdrawing from all of the cases that he remains on involving Donald Trump. He filed notices to the separate courts. Joe Tacopina is on the appeal of the first E. Jean Carroll trial, where Trump was hit with the $5 million judgment. Joe Tacopina is also on the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case against Donald Trump, representing Donald Trump as a criminal defense lawyer on that case, along with another team of lawyers that's on that case as well. Joe Tacopina was previously called out for a potential conflict of interest, having potentially consulted with Stormy Daniels regarding some preliminary matters relating to Donald Trump several years back and whether or not that would permit him to remain as Donald Trump's lawyer. But after an evidentiary hearing, Joe Tacopina was permitted to continue on as Donald Trump's criminal defense lawyer in the Manhattan District Attorney case. But regardless, he's withdrawing from that case. Now, he was not the lawyer. He was never counsel of record in the E. Jean Carroll case that is going to trial this week on January 16th. He's never the lawyer on that case, so he doesn't need to withdraw from that. He was on the last E. Jean Carroll trial and the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case and the appeal from the other E. Jean Carroll trial. Donald Trump not only recorded or gave that press statement, which I showed you in that first video, Donald Trump also previously had posted back in early December, we did a video of it here where we predicted that Tacopina was probably going to quit or be pushed out at that time. But this is from early to mid-December where Donald Trump posted the following about the various cases, and he mentions at the end Tacopina. He says, this disgusting slob, a Democrat political operative, is the same guy who funded a woman who I knew absolutely nothing about, sued me for rape, for which I was found not guilty. That's actually false. The judge, federal judge Kaplan, made it clear that by being found liable for sexual abuse, it's the same thing as rape. Donald Trump went on to say, she didn't remember the year, decade, or much else. In interview, she said some amazingly inconsistent things. Disgraceful trial, very unfair. I was asked by my lawyer not to attend. It was beneath me, and they have no case. That was not good advice. So calling his lawyer out there for giving him bad advice, the first part of that statement Donald Trump gave, he was, I believe, trying to refer to Reid Hoffman, who has contributed to some money for some of the costs in the E. Jean Carroll matter. And so Donald Trump's been going after Reid Hoffman as well. But the latter part of Donald Trump's post there about having gotten bad advice was throwing Tacopina under the bus there. Here's the declaration from Joseph Tacopina in the appeals of the first and the appeal of the first E. Jean Carroll verdict to the Second Circuit Court of Appeal. You see right here, Tacopina, Siegel, and DeOrio is seeking leave to withdraw as counsel for defendant appellant Donald Trump in this appeal. And then you see a declaration. I, Joseph Tacopina, declare as follows. I'm the managing partner of this law law firm, and I am counsel for defendant Donald Trump in this appeal. I respectfully submit this declaration in support of my law firm's motion made pursuant to the local rules to withdraw as counsel for Donald Trump with such other and further relief as the court deems just and proper. Notably, counsel's withdrawal will not preclude the perfecting of the instant appeal. Indeed, Trump's brief and all of the appendices have already been filed. Accordingly, the firm respectfully requests that the court grant the leave to withdraw. A few people have said to me, hey, is he doing this to cause delay? Isn't this a delay tactic? I do not believe this to be a delay tactic because it's not going to delay the appeal on the first E. Jean Carroll case, which is the only E. Jean Carroll case where Tacopina remains as a lawyer for the reasons that Tacopina puts in this declaration. And it's not going to cause a delay in the Manhattan District Attorney criminal case because Donald Trump's represented by numerous other lawyers there, including someone by the name of Susan Necklace. So Tacopina leaving that case is not going to cause any delay in that proceeding. I think some people were perhaps under the impression that Tacopina was also representing Trump in the E. Jean Carroll defamation trial, the other defamation trial, which is scheduled for this week. He's not. So it's not going to cause any delay in that. So that's why I'm very confident that this is not going to cause a delay. I think Tacopina just quit. Donald Trump's been talking smack about him over and over again, throwing him under the bus. I don't know if Tacopina was fully paid, but based on Donald Trump's MO, we can probably surmise that Tacopina may not have been paid fully, but I don't know that. But that's one of Donald Trump's MO. And also, after Donald Trump continues to say all of these things about Tacopina and then continues to attack federal judges and call federal judges animals and all of these things, I think Tacopina also realized, and probably smartly, that he's got to get out of this and before further damage to his reputation is going to be caused. The letter Tacopina sent to the Manhattan District Attorney judge in the hush money payment case scheduled for trial in late March, Judge Juan Merchan was sent a letter by Tacopina. Tacopina wrote, I respectfully request to inform the court that my firm and I hereby withdraw as counsel for defendant Donald J. Trump in this proceeding. All right, let's have some real talk here. 52% of men over 40 experience some form of ED between the ages of 40 and 70. I'm 39 years old, but it's always been a taboo topic. Thankfully, Hims is changing that by providing affordable access to ED treatment all online. Hims is changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable and discreet sexual health treatments all from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to clinically proven generic alternatives to Viagra and Cialis up to 95% cheaper, with options as low as $2 per dose. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a series of questions on their site, and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships directly to you for free and in discreet packaging. No insurance is needed. Pay one low price for your treatments, online visits, ongoing shipments, and provider messaging. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if ED is getting you down, it's time to change that. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Midas. That's hims.com/MEIDAS for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/Midas. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Let me just remind you of just a few of the Tacopina highlights, or shall I say lowlights, in the course and scope of his representation of Donald Trump as he caused grievous damage damage to his reputation. Was known prior to this, as some of Donald Trump's lawyers are, for having a pretty decent reputation among some New York lawyers as kind of a bulldog lawyer in court. Although there were lots of lawyers who weren't big Tacopina fans, but I would say it's overall mixed, but kind of shattered his reputation representing Donald Trump. Here's Tacopina heading into court in the first E. Jean Carroll case. Compare E. Jean Carroll's arrival with Tacopina's. Play this clip.
Shame on you. Thank you so much.
You are so brave. We know you.
Trump is a predator.
Millions and millions of women believe you.
Millions of women.
After E. Jean Carroll prevailed in the first trial and was awarded $5 million, Joe Tacopina held a press conference, and he was called an effing Neanderthal by somebody in the crowd. Play this clip.
They found him not liable for
rape. Fucking Neanderthal. We're a fucking Neanderthal.
What do you make of the fact that
you
what do
you feel?
All right, Joe Tacopina in the Manhattan District Attorney case then had to go out and defend Donald Trump for holding a taking the photo or posting the photo on his social media where he held the baseball bat next to Alvin Bragg's head and obviously looked like Donald Trump was threatening to attack the Manhattan District Attorney in that photograph. And then you had Joe Tacopina had to defend that in remarks to the press. Remember when that happened? Play this clip.
That includes the witnesses for the people who are talking just
but
as much.
It also includes the former president swinging a baseball bat at the head of the Manhattan DA.
Well, I don't know where you got that because if
you That was a tweet sent out by the former president.
No, it wasn't. And first of all, that picture was not him swinging a baseball bat. I mean, if you want to distort the facts, go right ahead. I won't address that. Yes, it is. He wasn't swinging a baseball bat at anyone's head. That was a picture of him showing off an American-made bat. Someone else put a picture of the district attorney next to him and in an article posted that. That's not his article, it's not his photos.
Tacopina really fumbled and had some terrible media appearances like this one on Meet the Press with Chuck Todd. Play the clip.
His legal fees was invoiced by Michael Cohen, who arranged this on his own with his own money initially, took out a loan, literally, resolved this without the president knowing, came back and then sent the bill in for four times the amount over the course of a year. It was paid off as legal fees, as was the invoice. Right. But what would he supposed to put in his personal ledger? Seriously, what would he put in his personal ledger? Payment for hush money to quiet an affair that I claim I never had, so my family doesn't get embarrassed. Is that what you should put in his ledger? If there's nothing wrong with
whatever
you want, your ledger.
You keep saying what should be in the ledger,
Chuck.
Should it be the truth, Chuck?
What would you ever put a four paragraph sentence into a ledger, Chuck? I honestly think you're being a little petty when you're looking at this now.
Or this appearance on MSNBC where Tacopina said, "As long as Donald Trump was not under oath, it's okay if he lies." Apparently, here, play this clip.
If all of what you say is true,
it is,
then why was Trump hiding it and lying about it at the time? And I'll play that for your response. Mm-hmm. He lied about it. We all know that.
Take a look. Let's see.
Did you know about the $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels? Then why did Michael
Cohen
make it if there was no true trial
engagement? But you have to ask Michael Cohen. Michael's my attorney, and you'll have to ask Michael.
Ari. That is, that's what you're going to consider a lie. A lie to me is something material under oath in a proceeding.
Well, I didn't say perjury. I said a lie.
Yeah, but that's not a lie.
That's not a lie?
Here's why it's not a lie.
That's not a lie?
Here's why it's not a lie.
Did you know about this? No, I don't.
No, we don't need that. Here's why it's not a lie.
Yeah.
Because it was a confidential settlement. So if he acknowledged that, he would be violating the confidential settlement. So is it the truth? Of course it's not the truth. Was he supposed to tell the truth? He would be in violation of the agreement if he told the truth. So by him doing that, he was abiding by not only his rights, but Stormy Daniels' rights.
It seems like we're drawing some blood here because you're having a strong reaction. He did lie about it. And in a confidential settlement, you can easily say no comment or I'm not getting into it. He says, and the reason why I look at this, he says no, I didn't know about it. But he did know about it, didn't he?
You know, but here's the thing. I don't know the timing of that video. I really don't. And I'm not trying to play games with you.
April 28th.
Yeah, but I don't know the timing of that video in relation to the timing of the other video where he was speaking to Michael Cohen. What was the date of that other video? Do you know?
Yeah, we have the Cohen recording. This was around the 2016 campaign, pre-November. So that was 2018 right. later. The original conversations were in the fall of 2016. Yes, sir.
So obviously he knew about it, but what he decided to do was not violate the confidentiality clause and provision of that agreement, which was the right thing to do. So, yeah, he could have said no comment, or he could have said, I don't know anything about it, which is what he did. But that's the right. I would advise my client to do the same thing. He's speaking to some, whether it's a journalist or some young lady on the
September
street.
September 2016 is the exact date.
But whether he's speaking to a journalist or mm-hmm. some young lady on the street is shouting out a question, that is not the form for him to go into detailed questions about a confidential settlement agreement.
So let me.
And I could show you more clips of Takapina, but I think you get it. One thing I will say, though, about Takapina, because I want to be as objective as I can try to be here on the Midas Touch Network when we're dealing with representation of someone so abhorrent as Donald Trump, which Takapina would probably agree with. Look, if you actually look at Takapina's representation of Donald Trump in the first E. Jean Carroll case, I'd actually say that by all accounts, he probably did a decent job when you think about it. Think about Rudy Giuliani, the Giuliani verdict in the Freeman and Shea Moss case. Giuliani was hit with a $148 million verdict. I think the facts were far even more, as hard as it sounds, the facts against Trump and some of the depositions they had of Trump in the E. Jean Carroll case and Trump's underlying conduct. You know, you would have expected in that first E. Jean Carroll federal trial that the damages could have been somewhere in that range of tens of millions of dollars or $100 million plus. But, you know, to Takapina's credit, the judgment was $5 million, which is still a lot of money, but nowhere near like the Giuliani case. That's why I said after the Giuliani verdict, if I'm Takapina, you know, I probably would have told Trump or anyone who would listen to me, you see, I at least stopped a jury that would have, without me, if it was just Alina Habba, who's going to be the only lawyer representing Trump in the next case, I would have, you know, the verdict would have been in the hundreds of millions of dollars. I guess that's the only nice thing I can say about Takapina's representation from a purely surgical legal perspective as a lawyer, is how I would view it. But now in this next E. Jean Carroll case, Trump's got Alina Habba's the only lawyer. Takapina was never on that to begin with, but Takapina's not jumping in there. You got Alina Habba's firm representing Trump in this E. Jean Carroll case, who's going to just be so utterly outmatched. It's going to be a total disaster for Trump and good. And then in the Manhattan District Attorney case, he's still represented by Susan Nicholas, who doesn't go on the media. And by all accounts, she's a decent, good lawyer. So whether Takapina withdrawing doesn't change anything there. But goodbye, Takapina. See you later. This is kind of the natural evolution of what happens when people represent Donald Trump. He kind of chews you up, spits you out, destroys your reputation. And now you got to rebuild it, Takapina, because, you know, you kind of made a clown of yourself to the world by doing all of these things. And you deserve it. You deserve it. You made some really bad decisions in your life recently. I'm Ben Mycelis. This is the Midas Touch Network. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 2 million subscribers. Thanks to your support. And check us out at patreon.com/MidasTouch. Thanks for watching.
Hey, Midas Mighty. Love this report? Continue the conversation by following us on Instagram at Midas Touch to keep up with the most important news of the day. What are you waiting for? Follow us now.